Doctors in graduate medical education programs across the country are advocating for changes to improve working conditions. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, a group of medical residents and fellows at Yale New Haven Hospital are looking to strengthen their collective voice and improve physician well-being.
Senior physicians were in the middle of presentations during a recent committee meeting at Yale New Haven Hospital when a group of medical interns, residents, and fellows interrupted. At the front of the room, they unfurled a banner painted with the words, "Doctors are humans too." Dr. Walker Keenan then presented what the group calls a resident and fellow Bill of Rights.
Establishing what we have as rights, as people, I mean, as doctors, but as people, it made sense, because if we're going to help people, we have to ourselves take care of ourselves as people.
The document outlines requirements in working conditions and patient safety, diversity, respect and equity, living wages, fair evaluation, supervision, their own health care, and more. The initiative at Yale New Haven Hospital comes as healthcare providers work to increase awareness about the high rates of depression, burnout, and suicide in the industry. Meanwhile, studies predict that the United States is on course for significant physician and nurse shortages because of increasing demands in the healthcare system and an aging population. Keenan, who is a psychiatry resident, says a lot of it comes down to this.
It's hard to be empathetic and to give of yourself to others if you cannot take care of your basic needs. And so I think what happens is there's a chronicity to this, and this over time burns people out and makes people less empathetic.
Becoming a doctor and getting board certification takes years of medical school, residency training, and sometimes fellowship work. Training physicians may work up to 80 hours a week. They get paid less than senior doctors. They may have student debt to pay off and may be supporting a family. Dr. Linda Alvarez says at this point, the stakes are high.
It takes a lot to get through undergrad and med school, but this is really your first step in your career, and it's nerve-wracking. You know, you're put out into the world again, and not only are you kind of out there professionally for the first time, but also, too, these are life and death situations that you're dealing with.
Alvarez is a family physician in Florida. She's also the secretary and treasurer at the Committee of Interns and Residents, a national advocacy organization representing more than 16,000 medical interns and residents in employment contract negotiations. The organization plans to issue its own Bill of Rights in 2020 to lay down expectations and working conditions for medical residents and other trainees.
With supervising bodies of medicine, I think we all have the same goal, which is to ensure that residents get the best quality education that they could get, the best quality training that they could get, but also taking care of a quality of life that's sustainable.
Alvarez says it may take time, but she believes more directors and leaders in medicine are making physician well-being a priority as they recognize issues that plague the workforce. Dr. Stephen Hewitt is the director of graduate medical education at Yale School of Medicine and the New Haven Hospital. In a written statement, he says, while there's more to do, the Yale health system has taken several steps in the last couple of years to support its residents and fellows. They include taking feedback and recommendations from trainees when making changes to the working environment, making behavioral health resources accessible in a confidential way, and creating a diverse workforce that reflects the communities they serve. But Dr. Alice Shen, a psychiatry resident at Yale New Haven Hospital, says training physicians around the country continue to struggle.
If someone that I know who's in training doesn't have depression or has never experienced that, I see that as an exception, actually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She says the financial, personal, and career-related pressures on top of any behavioral health issues can make people feel trapped, and the reality of day-to-day tasks can diminish a doctor's passion for the work. Some days, Shen says she feels her job is to just make the hospital money.
Like, I'm just there to sit at a computer and type notes so that they can bill for things. And then maybe if I'm lucky, I get to spend like 10 minutes with someone and then listen to them. But then there's always the pressure of like, that's not actually my real job. My real job is to just be a paperwork monkey.
Major medical organizations have pledged to address and review changes to graduate medical education policies and requirements. At Yale New Haven Hospital, residents and fellows say they hope adopting a Bill of Rights is one step among many that may lead to change, if not for them, for future trainees. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.